6:04 Eastern Time, and he's out of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop direct from the has-been, should-have-been's, woulda-couldas, and never-were's from the 50s to the present day. My name is Alex, and I'll be serving up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill-outs for the next 2 hours. Oh, looks like the DJ mix was set on for Miss Tony Fisher's posthumous recording session. The flanger was on. Anyway, oh well. 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. If you want to touch base with me, once again, if I can't get to a request this week, maybe next week. Anyway, got some new vinyl in. Well, some new old vinyl. New for me, she's about 50 years old. And that's what it is. So here's some of it. I got something brand new. My buddy Mike Murray sent something. Some previously unreleased stuff from 1966. You're going to hear that too. Let's get into it. These are the Desperate Hours.
You by Kellogg's Cereals, the best to you each morning from Kellogg's of Battle Creek.
Howdy, hi. This is Mike Murray from the Whole Lot of Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York, and you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time. Right here on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
was meant to be that way. Though I don't know why, I don't care what people say. Rock and roll is here to stay.
We don't care what people say. Rock and roll is here to stay.
Rock and roll will always be. I dig it to the end. It'll go down in history. Just you watch, my friend.
6:13 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. The station wants you to know that if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. This is a public service message from the teetotalers here at WMFO in Medford. Anyway, Back Me Up is a Dave S. Trio, a track that was originally released in 1963 on the Birthright label. And you can find it on the compilation Wowsville. I believe it's a compilation of Australian origin. So check it out. So it shows this backing track sounds appropriately creepy, like the show and its host. Anyway, let me explain away this first set of the evening. Just heard the Huns and Long Way Around. The track previously unreleased, recorded in March of 1966, the 10th to be exact. I get off a best of thingy, a compilation, some people might call it, called The Huns, Conquerific on New York, 1966. And that was sent to me by my good pal Mike Murray, who hosts a whole lot of shaking from 4 to 6 each and every Saturday evening. Late Saturday afternoon on www.differentradio.org for those of you who aren't in the Rochester, Ithaca area. So check it out. Long Way Around was the name of the track. Before that, Danny and the Juniors did Rock and Roll Is Here to Stay. Came out in 1958 on the ABC Paramount label. Found a whole bunch of bumpers. Finally committed them to CD. Of course, the CD players are sketchy right now. So you heard the Edge of Night theme. And all the cartoons, all kid programming, and, you know, the few talk shows that were on. Like Gypsy Rose Lee, there was a... Yeah, something Gypsy Rose Lee's centennial, because she was like, going to be 100 or something. I don't know. Maybe she'd already be 100 if she was alive. I know. But anyway, the long and the short of it is, after that, you'd see The Edge of Night, all the soaps. And The Edge of Night was the first one that was on. Can't remember what network. But anyway, the Diamonds kicked off the set and the show with The Stroll. Came out in 1957 on the Mercury label. 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. If you want to get a hold of me, the email address is still coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. Yes, I migrated the account to a different carrier. Or you can always go to the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and like it and get a hold of me there. Try not to bury anything. You know, if you want me to plug your show, I don't have a problem with that. Just don't bury it in a bunch of other stuff. You know, and just don't be afraid to remind me, too. You know, anyway. You know, like that show that's going to be taking place on the 28th. Is it the 28th? No, it's the 27th over Once Ballroom. Liars, Cal Cali Band, Black Souls, and Once Ballroom 156, Highland Avenue. Doors open at 7:30. Anyway, so check that out. I got this stuff. Do I have something queued? Oh, I do have something queued up. Oh, jeez, what am I doing? Anyway, these are the Desperate Hours.
I long to feel the thrill of a kiss. Rebel woman, Dick Cannon, private investigator. I'm in a very desperate situation. And when I'm in a very desperate situation, I always like to listen to
The Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
Over and out.
Yeah, Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben? Come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean clear to Flagtown. Come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we've got us a convoy.
Dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Them hogs, 10-4, about 5 miles or so, 10, roger, them hogs is getting intense up here.
By the time we got into Tulsa Town, we had 85 trucks in all. But they's a roadblock up on the Cloverleaf, and them bears was wall to wall. Yeah, them smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, this here's the duck. We about to go a-hunting bear.
Big Ben, you're still too close. Yeah, them hogs are starting to close up my sinuses. Mercy sakes, you better back off another 10.
Well, we rolled up Interstate 44 like a rocket sled on rails. We tore up all of our swindle sheets and left them setting on the scales. By the time we hit that shy town, them bears was getting smart. They'd brought up some reinforcements from the Illinois National Guard. There's armored cars and tanks and jeeps and rigs of every size. Yeah, them chicken coops was full of bears and choppers filled the skies. Well, we shot the line, we went for broke with 1,000 screaming trucks and 11 long-haired friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus.
Yeah, rubber duck to Sodbuster. Come on there, yeah. 10-4, Sodbuster. Listen, you want to put that microbus in behind that suicide jockey? Yeah, he's hauling dynamite and he needs all the help he can get.
Well, we laid a strip for the Jersey Shore and prepared to cross the line. I could see the bridge was lined with bears, but it didn't have a doggone dime. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck. We just ain't gonna pay no toll. So we crashed the gate doing 98. I says, let them truckers roll 10-4.
Good buddy, we're gonna back on out here, so keep the bugs off your glass and the bears off your tail. We'll catch you on the flip-flop. This here's a rubber duck on the side. We gone, bye-bye.
What's that strange creature I see speeding on my highway? Ain't no Jaguar Thunderbird. That there's a Roadrunner bird. I'll go see if I can catch him. Go see if I can catch one of her tail feathers. Cause I know why. Tom Wayne.
Hi, this is Robbie White from Silver Spring, Maryland. And I love listening to Alex and the Desperate Hours, because then I can steal all the great songs that he plays and play them on my own radio show. Thank you, Alex.
Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Yeah, anyway, once again, Dave S. Trio from 1963 and Devil's Daughter. That's going to be the backing track for the next couple of weeks. Just heard the Atlantics, not the Boston Atlantics, but the Australian Atlantics. And Come On. Originally released on the Sunshine label in Australia in 1967, I got the compilation Ugly Things, the CD. Came out in 1999 on Raven. For that, The Mighty Cedars from 1988. The LP, English Punk Rock Explosion. did Wile E. Coyote. And before that, going out to my Shaky Town pal, Dick Cannon, C.W. McCall from 1975, the soundtrack of my adolescence, and Convoy, came out on MGM back then. And we kicked it off with a previously unreleased track, George Jax channeling Dean Carter and Rebel Woman. It was recorded around 1972. I got off the compilation, The Midnight Sound of Milky Way, came out in 2004 on Big Beat. 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. Yeah, anyway, you know, if you want to touch base, say hi. Well, a good way to do it. And I'm always looking for IDs. Just heard a new one, Robbie White, down there in Silver Spring, Maryland. You can always make an ID. You just give your name, your general location, your claim to fame or lack thereof, and then you make a WAV or an MP3 out of it. You know, you have to mention Alex, WMFO, and the Desperate House and all their possible combinations. And then you send it to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. And yes, I migrated all that to an AOL address. Those of you on Verizon, you can migrate it over to AOL. And quite frankly, even though AOL is like a holdover from the 90s, I'm telling you, the emails are exponentially better. Email service just got exponentially better. Anyway, I shouldn't be plugging anything on this show. Why would you believe me anyway? All right, we'll get back into it. 6:34 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours.
This is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
me talking. This girl don't love me, but I love her just the same. What I say, whoa.
Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Anyway, let me tell you what I just played. The new talk break bed is Devil's Daughter by the Dave S. Trio. Allegedly came out in 1963. I would peg it much earlier. But anyway, just heard U.S. Stamps and a track called Pull the Wool. I got the compilation, Midnight to 66. It was originally released on the Gallico label, 1967. Before that, He of the Many Dames, Wilt the Still Chamberlain from 1960 on the End label, and By the River. That wasn't original vinyl. I got it off the compilation, The End Story. Came out in 1999 on West Side. For that, Dion did Ruby Baby from 1962 on Columbia. For that, Billy Preston did Advice, co-written with Sly Stewart. That's off the LP, The Wildest Organ in Town, came out in 1966 on Capitol, and we kicked it off with Alvin Crash and the Crawlers and the Barracuda. Came out in 1965 on the Marvelous label. Anyway, this next set's going to take us past the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point in the show. I hope you like it. If you don't, get your own show. I might listen to it. These are the Desperate Hours.
Mike Stewart from the Brigands, and you're listening to Alex on the Desperate Hours, rocking your Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO in Medford. Remember to keep rocking.
Make